Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here.
Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Happy New Year, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year, Bob. Everything. How we're ready for the new year. We have brought in some cold weather and feel all the bad things and. We're going to have a great year.
I totally agree. Really, a feeling of optimism is growing. When I talk to other, especially like-minded people, everybody is feeling really pumped up. This cold weather is not going to put a damper on that. However, as the Ag Commissioner, I know you have to be so acutely aware of what the weather is doing to our ag product. Freeze warnings yesterday, today, and tomorrow here in North Central Florida. What are you seeing overall in the state of Florida? And are we as consumers going to pay more in the end?
No, you know, this is typical weather this time of year, so I don't think, this is not erratic weather. We're not going to be below freezing for weeks at a time that would set back agriculture any. And, we had a rough 2024 with the hurricanes especially, and Milton, and obviously Helene and Debbie, and depending on what part of the state you're in, we had a pretty tough go of it. But farmers are very resilient. And I think if we continue to do the things to support our farmers, the rural and family lands and the loan programs and the things that we're doing, making sure we're strengthening Greenbelt, right to farm and those kind of things, our farmers are very resilient and will bounce back. And that's what we see. I mean, that's what we see in our strawberry industry that got hit so hard by Milton. We're going to have a bumper crop this year. We're going to have a great year. It cost, probably $4,000 or $5,000 an acre to put ourselves in that position. But that's the cost of, unfortunately, of doing business here in the state of Florida, where you have these types of problems. And hopefully for the rest of this year, we will not have freezes that would hurt the strawberry industry or further hurt the citrus industry. And we won't know that until, for the next couple months.
Well, keep your fingers crossed because better than I do. Something big goes on in Plant City around February 27th, goes through March the 9th. And, I'm talking about strawberry shortcake.
Amen. Well, the strawberry festival is coming. And, you've got a great fair season coming. Your state fair is coming. And so if you're listening, get a list of the fairs around each county or, in smaller areas. They generally have two or three counties that will put a local county fair on. Those things are all about agriculture. You've got great entertainment, obviously great food in most cases. And so you get entertainment, food, you get rides, but they're there to celebrate the agriculture in their area. The Strawberry Festival is no exception to that, and you will have a major hand in all the fair projects for the kids raising steers or swine or plants or the other items they grow to participate. And it's about showing off our Florida agriculture. It's about making sure that we continue to promote agriculture in our youth, our 4-H and FFA programs. Very important to be a part of those fair types of associations. And what I'm saying more and more these days is if you want to continue to have green space in this state, support your farmers. When you go in the stores, when you see that Fresh From Florida label, please buy those products. Go there, support your Florida farmers. And Florida farmers is what keeps the vast majority of the state green.
I mentioned the shortcake because Strawberry Festival in Plant City to me means Strawberry Shortcake. Went years ago as a media person, and man, did they lay out the stuff for us, including this huge bowl of Strawberry Shortcake that still to this day, and this is, we're going back 25 years or more, I still remember it the best I've ever had, and that's why that was top of mind for me.
When we talk about Fresh From Florida, I mean, that is fresh from the field straight to the Strawberry Festival. You will get some of the best strawberries anywhere in the planet those couple weeks of the Strawberry Festival.
Big and plump and juicy and sweet. Hey, let's change gears. Wildfires in California, awful. But here in the Sunshine State, and I know you've touted before, working with the forestry department and all that, we have made huge gains since we had bad fires here a couple of decades ago. In California, are they ever going to learn some of these lessons and actually utilize some of the tools that we do here on a regular basis?
You know, I would certainly hope so. And obviously, we're praying that they don't have any loss of life. And they have they have some challenges that we don't have, right, with the mountainous terrain, right. and they would fight theirs. But if that were in Florida, we're so proud of Rick Dolan and our entire Florida Forest Service team, the equipment we've been able to buy in the last couple of years, the training we've been able to afford to put our men and women through, and the safety that we and the modernization, the drones and the helicopters and the additional equipment to fight fires with. So we're very, very proud of our team. Last year, and you'll be seeing them now, so we've got controlled burn season. And last year we did about 285,000 acres of controlled burn, which is the most we've ever done. Controlled burns are a very, very important part of managing those forests and forest fires. If you do not do controlled burns, you get all this fuel, and when it starts, it's nearly impossible to put out if you have wind. Of course, in California, they know they're going to have strong winds this time of the year. They know that they've got the mountainous terrain. They are going to have to come up with a way to manage those forests, and they know what these things are. And what happens is you have multiple groups fighting over how to manage forests. You have your extremists that do not want any control burns or to, put the trails and paths through these forests that it would take to control them if you did get a fire. And then you have the Forest Association, and you have, the educational system, like in ours, University of Florida does a lot of work with our foresters and forest teams around the state. All those converge to come up with a plan. And so in the world that I live in as Commissioner of Agriculture, I've told our team that we are going to use control burns. We're going to do the right thing to continue to re-nurture our forests. Obviously, my major concern is the wildlife corridor to make sure that we keep that corridor properly managed. But if we do not want to have a tragic fire like what you've seen in other states and now right in California, where we have not managed our forests, we have not cut the right paths, we have not done things to manage properly, and then we have a catastrophe, and God forbid we lose any Floridians. And like I've told our teams, we're going to be very aggressive. We're going to go out and fight fires, but we're going to be very safe. We're going to go home at night. We're going to make sure that we evacuate folks. We can replace a home. We cannot replace a life. And so we've got a great team that works on those things, and I'm very proud of them. And our hearts and prayers go out to California with what they're experiencing now.
Absolutely, no doubt. Hey, last question for you, Commish. What's going on with the egg prices? They seem to stabilize. It went down a little bit. It was like, I can eat eggs again. Then all of a sudden, it was like $700 for a carton. What the heck happened to egg prices?
You mean $7, right?
Well, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very simple. Unfortunately, just like in the citrus industry, citrus greening has decimated our citrus industry in the state of Florida, right? We went from 250 million boxes down to 15 million boxes. So the price of what is left has gone up because of supply and demand. In the egg business itself, the avian flu, H5N1, has taken out about between 25 and 30 million birds around the country. So we're in very short supply of eggs as a country. So price goes up. Obviously, some people will quit buying at a certain level. And so it's a supply and demand formula. But what's the backdrop here is avian flu is what's created this shortfall and this crisis in this country and around the world. And that's what we're working in Florida. We were very fortunate. You know, the now dairy cattle have the avian flu. So you have birds migrating from dairy farms to other farms. And if you get avian flu in a bird farm, like a chicken farm, whether it's meat or eggs or a turkey farm or things, you have to depopulate it. And so that's kind of where this has been. And it's been a crisis now for the last 2 or 3 years. Mm. And generally, that's not been the case. Generally, you'll have an avian flu outbreak once every 7, 8, 10 years. And the price will spike for, you know, 6 months, and then right. It comes right back down. This has been a continuous rotation of bird flu in facilities. And by the way, farmers around the country are getting much better at their biosecurity. I hate to say these words, but in Florida, they've done a tremendous job at biosecurity. We have not had a commercial flock to this date break with avian flu. But again, it's about biosecurity. It's about farmers continuing to be resilient and overcoming this. But that's where it's at.
All right. Well, we always appreciate your insight. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, stay warm, and we will talk to you again soon.
See you soon, Bob.